This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. The Democratic National Convention in Boston officially gets underway this afternoon. Later this week, Senator John Kerry will accept his party's nomination for president. Like a Broadway production, everything has been planned down to the last detail, including where the official mascot, Swifty the Donkey, will be staying. At the Franklin Park Zoo, for those who might be wondering. So few surprises, so little dissent. When did conventions become one big infomercial, and does everyone think stage conventions with every participant on message is the best way to win an election? We go now to Boston to get some of the answers to these and other questions from Ken Rudin, NPR's political editor. Hi, Ken.
Hello, Neil.
So let's start with that last question. Is everyone on the same page about brooking no dissent, at least on the convention floor there?
Well, certainly on the convention floor, this is not democracy in action. This is a Democratic convention whose goal is to sell John Kerry and sell the Democratic Party to the voters in November. It's my understanding there are 15 undecided voters in the country, and this convention is hoping to sway those 15 voters.
They're somewhere outside of Toledo, Ohio,
That's
as
right.
I think about it. And not too long ago, as you mentioned, the conventions were seen as a democracy in action. Now, a four-day advertisement for the political parties. Is this a proven formula for success?
Well, if you look, conventions are clearly not what they used to be, but if you look at historically at the conventions of yesteryear, they were great drama, but often it hurt the party in November. 1860, the Democrats fought over slavery. In 1924, the convention went 17 days. It went 124 ballots. They fought over things like whether to approve the actions of the Ku Klux Klan. And they lost, overwhelmingly in November. 1968, the big fight over Vietnam at the Chicago Convention. Again, it was not scripted, but there was two sides of the Vietnam issue, and they fought and fought and fought. And many people think that's why Hubert Humphrey lost to Richard Nixon in November. So obviously, when you have dissent and drama, the media love it, but if you're a partisan, if you're a member of the Democratic Republican Party, you don't want to air your dirty laundry in front of millions of people.
Well, each day at this convention will have a theme. What's up today? Who's on tap to speak tonight?
Well, today's theme is America's future, and it's interesting because tonight you're going to hear from Bill Clinton, Al Gore, and Jimmy Carter. I'm not sure exactly if that's America's future, but you will hear from members of Congress talking about, themes that the Democrats and Kerry are going to try to talk about for the rest of the next couple of months. Tammy Baldwin, that's a young congresswoman from Wisconsin. Kendrick Meek, a rising star black congressman from Florida. You're going to have Bob Menendez, who's the head of the Hispanic caucus, coming from New Jersey. He'll speak. You'll hear a lot of female senators talk. So it's really to set the stage for tomorrow's keynote speak by Barack Obama.
There has been, of course, some dissent in Boston outside the convention center. And I understand you were out there yesterday to see something, meaningful, poignant?
Well, this is tremendous. I'm standing outside the Boston Common yesterday, and there's a big protest rally, and I guess an anti-war and anti-racism rally. And people were chanting slogans and carrying signs like Bush is a fascist pig and Kerry is an imperialist dog. And everybody's just, shrugging their shoulders and ho-humming the vitriol that I thought was coming out of the parade. But then trailing the parade after it was over, there was a guy walking down the street wearing a New York Yankees shirt, and he was booed resoundedly. So that's the controversy we have here in Boston.
That's where the priorities are. There will, of course, be many protests over the next coming days, and be a lot of coverage of that, too. Ken Rudin, I'm sure we'll be talking to you throughout the week. Ken Rudin, NPR's political editor, appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil.
Ken Rudin with us from NPR's convention studio in Boston.